Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick.
And I'm Callie Crossley at WGBH in Boston, filling in for John Hockenberry. Thanks, everyone, for listening, especially to all of our new listeners. This hour, we'll look at some of the deep-rooted issues causing the Deep South to have the highest rate of HIV infections in the country and among the highest in the world. And we'll go check in on the trial of George Zimmerman in Florida and ask what role race is playing, if at all, in the courtroom.
Plus, a look at how our language is evolving, and it might not be for the better. With the prominence of profanity on TV and online these days, do you swear more than you used to? Is that bad?
Hi, my name is Raul Cernuda. It's just pretty much become common conversation for swear words to be used everywhere.
Call us at 8778-MY-TAKE, and remember, your comments about dirty language, keep them clean.
But first, to the most profane word of them all nowadays in global politics, the C word, coup. Language can mean everything when it comes to politics and money, and the question of whether to call last week's popular uprising in Egypt, which ousted President Mohamed Morsi, a coup, has become fraught with complications. Using the word could mean the end of non-humanitarian aid in Egypt by the United States. But for the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, they say it can't be called anything but a coup, and a bloody one at that. The Brotherhood has not only seen dozens of its members arrested and its offices ransacked in the last week, but yesterday, at least 54 people were killed in an assault on Muslim Brotherhood members and pro-Morsi demonstrators staging a sit-in outside military barracks in Cairo. The winds have shifted in Egypt, where just 1 week ago, millions of anti-government activists were protesting then-sitting President Mohamed Morsi. To now, Morsi supporters and members of the Muslim Brotherhood taking to the streets, demanding he be reinstalled as president. Today, the Morsi coalition has called for mass protests to mourn the Morsi supporters who've been killed. Gahad El-Haddad is the official spokesperson for the Muslim Brotherhood. We spoke with him earlier about yesterday's violence and about his expectations for the road forward for Egypt.
Around me now in Rabah Square, there are people who have lost their loved ones. There is a friend of mine who had a shot in his shoulder, and he just went to the hospital, removed the bullet, tapped the wound, and back in the streets again. He's with us in the protest now. We've stopped expecting, honestly. I mean, we stand by our principle. This is our country. We're not going to abandon it for anyone else. And we're certainly not going to give it back to the military junta again. So if the rest of the people are okay with it, by all means, we're going to be on the streets. And they're going to keep hitting us and killing a few of us every couple of days.
Would you please give us the Muslim Brotherhood's official stance on what happened earlier this week?
In the beginning, before the protest of June 30th, it was a pro-Morsi and an anti-Morsi issue. After that, once the military coup happened, it's not about the choice of person in the chair. At the end of the day, even myself on a personal level, I wouldn't mind the president actually stepping out of office, but it has to go through democratic means. Presidents leave office through either impeachment by parliament or if they choose to step down for public pressure. But it has to be through democratic representative means of society. The military doesn't represent society. The barrel of the gun is not a factor in the political scene. They're supposed to stick to their barracks.
Now, what impact has what some have described as a massacre that happened yesterday had on this situation? It's very volatile and organic. So where now are you?
Well, what impact does blood have on any issue in the world? There are two objectives that the army has been that brutally murderous with the anti-coup group. The first one is, from a logical point of view, they're trying to blame us that we're instigating a civil war so that the rest of the population will difference themselves from us. And our argument is a civil war or even widespread violence needs two parties that participate in it. We have decided not to do that. We know the repercussions of a vicious cycle of violence. So we decided to become the punching bag. They keep attacking us, we just keep taking the hits because someone has to stop this cycle. And if our blood is what makes this the conscience of the people of Egypt wake up, and the conscience of the rest of the world wake up for that matter, then that's it. The other part of that argument is they're trying to terrorize us, push us out of the street, because the sit-ins that we're staging are increasing the pressure on them, both locally and internationally. But the determination only increases every time we try to hit back. These are people who have lived most of their lives and their parents' lives and their grandparents' lives under 60 years of military dictatorship, the most corrupt, the most brutal in the world. And yet, when they went to the ballot box five times the past 2.5 years, stood for hours in the sun to tick names on ballot paper and put them in, they trashed all that. They said that democracy is not an option if it comes up with an Islamic Party president.
Given that there is so much tension in there and you're very far apart right now and there's the potential of violence, how can both sides of this ever be satisfied, or can they be?
I think there has to be concessions, a lot of concessions made. But I also think that concessions have to be made by representatives of the people or through them, not by the bullying power of the barrel of the gun. Tanks on the street is not something that you can bring to a negotiating table. But it's not about being feared from bullets. It's about determination to take this country back to its people and not being robbed again by military power in the 21st century. I can't imagine the hypocrisy of world leaders now, including US leaders, that they're so afraid of using the C word, the coup word. They're trying to play by bottlenecks and loopholes in the law so that they can continue supporting a military coup. What does that tell you about the world leaders today?
Gahad El-Haddad is the official spokesperson for the Muslim Brotherhood. He joined us from Cairo to give his take on the unrest in Egypt.
Thank you.